After 5 years of negligence, a Seattle-based seafood company agreed to pay a hefty fine to the EPA for violating the Clean Water Act in the Bering Sea. From member station KUCB, Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Highland Light Seafoods, a Seattle-based seafood company, has been fined $135,000 by the Environmental Protection Agency for violating the Clean Water Act in Alaska waters. An EPA inspection in 2008 revealed that the company's catcher processor, the Westward Wind, had been in violation of environmental standards for 5 years. The Westward Wind did not comply with its National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit and discarded more seafood waste than it was permitted to by law. In 2006, the Westward Wind dumped waste near the Pribilof Islands without a permit. Chris Gebhardt, a compliance officer with the EPA, says that the area is given special protections because of the island's exceptionally diverse bird population and its large marine mammal population.
We did cover almost all seafood processors under a general permit, except for in special areas. And one of these areas is the Pribilof Islands, where we created a special general permit with more reporting requirements because of the sensitivity and the ecological importance of the Pribilof Islands.
Gebhardt says the Westward Wind also violated its pollutant elimination permit when it discarded seafood waste in Nazan Bay off Atka Island. Nazan Bay is a shallow cove with little water flow, which increases the likelihood that waste could collect on the ocean floor. For almost 5 years, the Westward Wind failed to maintain accurate records that would keep track of how much waste was discarded and how large the pieces of waste were. Because vessels self-report this information, the figures they provide are vitally important to the EPA, says Gebhardt.
One fundamental requirement is that every day they go and they make sure that their grinder is working by taking a sample and making sure that the grind size is less than half of an inch, and in shore-based or nearshore areas conduct those other type of inspections like checking the seashore or the shoreline or the sea surface to make sure that there's not a larger fish parts, also demonstrating that maybe your grinding system isn't working or you're bypassing fish. So they never kept logs of those monitoring activities, which we need to ensure that that kind of monitoring was taking place.
Highland Light is part of the Yardham Knot group. In 2004, Yardham Knot was fined $11,000 by the EPA for fish waste violations at its land-based facility in Naknek. Alan Chafee, president of Yardham Knot, did not return a request for comment. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.